Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Chicago bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Michael Friedson. Michael and his wife, Felice, are the driving forces behind the very entrepreneurial journalistic organization, The Media Line. TheMediaLine.org is the website. I encourage you to go there and check it out, folks. And I don't care where you live on the planet. If you want to know what's really going on in the Middle East, especially, because they're based out of Jerusalem, if you want to know what's really going on in the Middle East, especially, you need to go find out what these guys are talking about. And Michael, thank you again for being here. Be sure to say hello to Felice. This idea of, what do you think about my idea that I gave you at the last segment, where to become more discerning consumers of information, maybe we need to sort of say, okay, I see that clickbait. Yeah, okay, I see that clickbait. And an hour later, you know, we look over and we say, okay, that report just came out. It's probably been cleared and vetted. Maybe, you know, that's the one I'd really need to read, not the first two that came out before they were half-baked. What do you think?
Well, you're right on Felice's wavelength, because she's been working overtime, putting together what amounts to a primer and basic courses for how to read news, how to understand news.
We need more of that, and I can't wait to hear.
To be proactive, so it's not fed to us like lame idiots, but we're part of the process, and we can kick it back and reject it and say, hey, you guys in the news, do it right.
The news media folks, instead of having professional journalists, And especially investigatory journalists, they have people driving algorithms to create clickbait to get you to click on it. Because, folks, in the digital age, if these organizations, if you don't click, they don't eat. And that's the purpose of their work. Even if there is reporting behind the story, the headline is more sensational than the story is to get you to click. Now, Mike, I want to change subjects just a little bit and talk about the Middle East. Where are things right now? Where do you think things are right now with regard to Jerusalem, to Israel, to your neighbors, especially Iran? What's the sentiment in Israel right now?
Well, there's so much going on. You know, everybody is kind of waiting with bated breath to see what the Trump plan that's being shepherded by Jared Kushner and the others.
Yeah.
What's it going to be? When's it finally going to come out? It's been postponed so many times.
But hasn't there been some progress recently?
Well, the progress is that there's a conference set for the end of this month in Bahrain. And that, interesting, they're not calling it a summit. They're not calling it a conference. They're calling it an economic workshop.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem is that what the Trump team has done is divided their plan into an economic segment and a political segment. And the economic segment, they're using and showing around and trying to get a lot of interest. They want a strong international base to create the kind of funding that could sustain, theoretically sustain, Palestinian statehood, but minimally just get the Palestinian Authority out of the financial doldrums that
right.
it's in. They're not releasing the political side, which has caused a huge, well, even countries that are supporting the idea of getting on with it and going economics first are still concerned that nobody's dealing with the political side, and that's definitely an important part of
is
the
this,
plan.
Is this a different that. Approach? Is this a different enough approach from what's been tried in the
radically.
Past to actually maybe
radically
maybe
different.
It might work?
Radically different. Radically different. And, you know, people ask me, you know, can a guy like Trump, everybody is always a pejorative, the word Trump, how can a guy like that do anything? I got to tell you, when we lived in Florida, they said you need a hurricane every couple of years to stir up the bottom of the Everglades or else things will get stagnant. Maybe the Trump approach is that hurricane, and the fact that he's doing stuff that's off the wall and disregarding things that never work.
Right.
Just that could be the light.
If people can just get over some of his behavior, which sometimes does annoy me too. But if you can look through that and see his methods are the way you and I do business in the marketplace. I mean, we look at things.
They turn things on its head.
Well, a business person, Michael, worships at the throne of results. And if what you're doing doesn't give you results, you change the method, and you don't worry about the politics.
So he's saying, I want to work on my market. I want the market there before I release the product. So in order to make the market strong, I need to go to all the neighbors in this region, the Middle East, and go one by one and prime the retailers over there to be receiving our product when we're ready to sell it.
Michael, this is an example of something that's not getting reported very well over here in the United States. The whole effort you're talking about is virtually non-existent over here in the United States. That's an example of where if Trump's doing it and it might work, let's don't talk about it. And that's not honest journalism.
They're so busy trashing the president before he's done anything about it, they won't give it a chance to work
because the
criticism flows.
I hope he doesn't invent the cure for cancer, Michael. Hope he doesn't invent the cure for cancer, because if he does, we'll never know about it. They'll hide it somehow. Hey, Michael, I need the website again, please.
The Media Line is one word, themedialine.org.
All right, so
it's
folks, check it
website.
Out.
It's a brand new website. It's dynamite. Look at it. It's phenomenal.
Michael Friedson, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Michael, good job today. Come back soon.
Oh, I'd love to. Look forward
to seeing you next time. Say hi to Felice.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.